Have you ever noticed how some cities, especially, in the heart of Europe, just hum with this invisible current of creativity, hiding these vibrant subcultures that eventually just blossom into something really spectacular?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the city itself shapes them, doesn't it? It gives them fertile ground to grow these unique forms of expression.
It really does. And today we're taking you on a journey into one of those, well, truly unique expressions, the Prague Fetish Weekend. Get ready for a deep dive.
Okay.
We're talking a major annual event described as a full-blown latex extravaganza. And get this, it's known as the biggest fetish event to the east of the west.
Wow. That label alone tells you a lot, right? About its size and significance in the European scene. And the
Definitely.
fact that it's been running consistently for over a decade, that points to strong organization, a committed community.
Exactly. This isn't just some flash in the pan. It's established. It held the second weekend in October for the last 12
Of
years.
years, okay.
And this year, the dates are October 9th to the 12th. So our mission today, to really unpack the unique elements, the artistry, the community spirit of this four-day event in Prague, the city of 100 spires.
Sounds fascinating.
We'll look at everything, workshops, fashion shows, performances, see why it's more than just, an event.
Okay, so one thing that immediately comes to mind is how does an event like this, with such specific aesthetics, manage to be, well, accessible, especially for newcomers?
That's a great question.
The sources seem to suggest a really thoughtful approach right from the start.
They really do. It kicks off on Thursday, which they call the entree event.
Okay.
And that day is all about setting the stage, workshops, lectures. It's not just about watching. It's about engaging, learning.
Right.
And what stands out is the practical side, especially for people new to all this. There's a Care of Fetish Materials workshop
Ah, okay.
led by the organizer herself, Rhalda Mountbatten. Apparently, it's super important.
Yeah, I can see why. Prioritizing education, especially with latex. That's smart because latex care, it's not common knowledge, is it? So this workshop, tailored for newcomers, it immediately sets this tone of like, we'll help you learn. Practical support.
Exactly.
And that's vital for building a community that lasts, right? Making sure people feel confident with the materials.
It's like giving you the instructions before you dive in deep. It grounds the whole thing in craft and understanding, not just spectacle.
It absolutely does. It shifts it from just being a show to, well, an experience with real know-how behind it. Fosters longevity, you know?
Right. So with that groundwork laid on Thursday, Friday is when the energy really ramps up.
Okay.
The fetish market opens, and you start getting these incredible stage show debuts. The scale and variety seem pretty striking.
Yeah, Friday morning kicks off with the market, about 25 stalls,
25.
which is, quite a few. It's not just shopping, it's a hub, connecting attendees directly with designers, retailers, sometimes the artists themselves. That direct interaction is huge for these niche economies.
For sure. 25 stalls means a lot of different stuff. And among the key players, there's MH Sex Shop. They're a big sponsor. An e-shop known for having, and I quote, "the most comprehensive assortment for latex in the Czech Republic since 2004.
Wow, since 2004.
Yeah. And it's not just clothing. They offer stuff for breath play, clinic themes, shows a really wide range of interests.
That range really speaks to how comprehensive the event is and the businesses supporting it. And beyond retailers, the market showcases designers too, right? Local and international.
Exactly. Like LTX.cz, they're described as a long-standing Czech brand,
Okay.
known for handcrafted and carefully selected pieces with an emphasis on quality, comfort, and attention to detail. You can feel the emphasis on craftsmanship there.
Absolutely. And that attention to detail is crucial with latex, isn't it? It's not forgiving like cotton.
Not at all. And alongside established names, there are newer Czech designers too.
Like Noctum.
Ah, yes, Noctum. Their thing is celebrating the queer body, regardless of size or age. They play with layering, latex, variability, highlighting curves.
Yeah.
How significant is that explicit inclusivity, do you think?
Oh, it's hugely significant. That celebration of queer bodies, all sizes, all ages. It's powerful. Mainstream fashion often pushes one ideal, right?
Totally.
So subcultures, through brands like Noctum, create spaces where your identity, your comfort comes first. It challenges those beauty standards. It's about empowering the wearer.
Powering through fashion. I like that. And then there's my bee rubber,
Right.
specializing in handmade latex cocoons. That sounds incredibly unique, sculptural almost.
It really does. Latex cocoons. That points towards really innovative artistic uses of the material beyond just clothes. Like you said, sculptural, immersive. They're not just making garments. They're making art pieces, experiences.
It's not just Czech talent, right? It's international.
Definitely.
We see Glanz Gluck described as creatively crazy, wild, design-loving latex. Sounds like they just go for it.
Yeah, pushing boundaries.
And then there's Citio, a German brand. They've apparently taken over the torch for the iconic latex fashion and sheeting brand Yummy Gummy.
Oh, interesting.
It's great seeing legacies like that continue, you know.
It really broadens the market scope, gives it that global feel. And continuing a brand like Yummy Dummy, it shows the lasting appeal of certain designs, the importance of preserving that history within the community.
Yeah, it speaks to a rich evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So after hitting the market, Friday continues with this really rich stage program.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking shibari, that intricate Japanese rope art, burlesque, other fetish performances, and it all builds up to the fashion shows.
Right, the stage is where the performance art side really comes alive, integrates everything. And the fashion shows, they give you that dynamic, sensory way to see the designs you might have just seen on a stall.
And this is where the innovation really pops. Setio Yummy Gummy. They're presenting visually breathtaking latex patterns.
Okay.
And LTX.cz, the Czech brand. They're unveiling a new collection called The Beauty of Transparency.
Transparency.
And latex. Okay. Yeah. Imagine latex in three bold transparent shades, purple, red, and clear. Designed to fit like a second skin, enhancing the body, its curves and reflections, turning every movement into a hypnotic experience.
Wow.
They say the collection celebrates confidence, individuality, and beauty in its purest form. That sounds stunning.
That idea, transparent latex in those colors, that's a fantastic example of material innovation, focusing on how it enhances and reflects the body. It's not just about covering up, is it?
Right.
It's like an extension of self-expression. Using light and movement, interacting with the latex in a totally new way, really ties into those themes of confidence, individuality.
And Noctum, that inclusive brand we mentioned, they're doing an alternative latex performance. Sounds intriguing.
Promises something different.
Plus, Rubber Mommy, described as a new and young latex brand from the Netherlands, is back on stage.
Okay, Rubber Mama.
They specialize in a dominant and femme aesthetic with lingerie and gowns. Focus on fun themes combined with ready-to-wear latex items with a hint of high fashion. Sounds like they're blending accessibility with style really well.
Yeah, that approach. Fun themes, ready-to-wear, but still that touch of high fashion seems like a smart way to widen the appeal.
Right.
Makes these aesthetics maybe a bit more approachable, relatable, could draw in new people, show latex's versatility beyond, you know, the usual perceptions.
Bridging different styles.
So if you thought Friday sounded exciting, Saturday is positioned as the main event, the absolute highlight.
Prescendia.
Saturday's fetish night. That's when apparently plenty of latex hits the stage, promises a real visual feast.
This is the peak moment, right? Designed to showcase the most spectacular stuff, where the artistic, the theatrical, really takes over, creates that memorable experience, peak energy.
We're talking performances from showgirls like Tronicat and Kitty Willenbrook.
Okay.
But what really jumps out from the description is the theatrically terrifying show by Suka Off. Theatrically terrifying.
Yeah. Described as one of the most versatile and internationally recognized artistic groups. Sounds incredibly intense. What do you even imagine theatrically terrifying means here?
Well, Suka Off being called theatrically terrifying and internationally recognized, it suggests really deep, provocative performance art, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Willingness to explore darker themes, push emotional boundaries, not just about beauty, but evoking strong feelings, maybe challenging comfort zones, using performance for a profound artistic statement. Less fashion, more immersive, maybe unsettling storytelling.
Definitely sounds like more than just a catwalk.
Yeah.
And speaking of catwalks, Saturday also has more fashion shows.
Of course.
Latex Vogue, a Czech brand, presents its cream de la creme products in a fun and playful fashion show.
Fun and playful, okay.
And then from Finland, there's Rikala. Their shows are interdisciplinary.
How so?
Blending fashion with burlesque, flow arts, and live music. And this year, their show dives into Finland's pagan and mythical roots brought to life through latex in a wild, mystical journey.
Wow, okay. Rikala's approach, using Finland's pagan roots in a latex show, That's a remarkable example of cultural storytelling through design.
It really is.
It elevates the material, doesn't it? From just a garment to a vehicle for narrative, like a second skin for cultural memory. It shows how these subcultures can engage with and reinterpret heritage, makes the show almost ritualistic.
That's so different from a typical faction show. Like you said, almost ritualistic, a full theatrical experience where the clothes are just one element.
Exactly. It challenges what we even mean by fashion presentation. Imagine the atmosphere, the sounds, the visuals transform showcasing clothes into something mystical, engages all the senses.
So we've gone through this incredible journey, Prague Fetish Weekend. What does it all add up to? Why does this deep dive into something so specific matter?
Well, connecting the dots, I think it matters hugely because it's such a potent demonstration of artistic expression, pure expression,
mm-hmm.
like we saw with Rikala's pagan themes or Sukha-Off's theatricality. It's not just about clothes. It's this deep fusion of fashion, art, performance, cultural storytelling. These subcultures become hotbeds for creativity, pushing boundaries maybe mainstream art doesn't.
And it's also such a clear example of community and inclusivity, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Think back to those Thursday workshops for beginners, welcoming people in, and brands like Noctum, celebrating the queer body regardless of size or age. It really highlights that accepting environment. It's not just what you wear, it's who you are and finding your place.
Precisely. That focus on community, inclusivity, it directly pushes back against the often exclusive narratives in mainstream fashion and art.
Right.
By offering education, celebrating diverse bodies and identities, the event creates a space where people feel seen, feel valued. It's actively carving out room for voices and bodies often left out elsewhere, crucial for authentic self-expression.
And we shouldn't forget the sheer design innovation.
Definitely not.
When you hear about LTX.CZ's transparent latex, or Glanzglug's creatively crazy stuff, these designers are pushing boundaries not just in style, but in material science, artistic form, redefining what latex can be.
Yeah, it really highlights how these specialized events drive innovation. These designers aren't just following trends, they're setting them within their field, showing new applications, new aesthetics that eventually influences broader design, inspires others.
So it's been a whirlwind tour of the Prague Fetish Weekend. From Thursday's educational start to the electrifying shows of Friday and Saturday, it's just an undeniable testament to a really vibrant creative community.
It really covers the spectrum, doesn't it? Practical
yeah.
learning right through to high concept art. The event is like a microcosm, showing how specialized interests can fuel significant cultural and artistic growth way beyond what you might initially assume.
As we wrap up, here's something to think about. While events like Prague Fetish Weekend might seem niche, maybe they reflect broader trends in self-expression, artistic freedom, how we define fashion and identity.
That's a great point.
These subcultures aren't just on the edges. They're actively contributing to the global cultural tapestry, pushing boundaries, challenging norms, and those ripples eventually spread out.
And the power of these focused communities, creating spaces for unique creativity and self-discovery, it's immense.
Mm-hmm.
They provide vital platforms for artists, for individuals to explore identity and aesthetics that might not get airtime elsewhere. They show us the incredible possibilities when creativity thrives without those conventional limits.
So if you don't have plans for October 9th to 12th,
yeah,
just imagine for a second being in Prague amidst that whirlwind of latex, soaking up the art, the energy.
Yeah.
Think about how these focused communities build these incredible spaces
mm-hmm.
for creativity, for mm-hmm. self-discovery. It's a powerful thought to leave you with, isn't it?